Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Microsoft software outage disrupts multiple services including airlines and banks worldwide. Supreme Court agrees to examine Article 361 of Constitution granting blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. Center to identify 1 lakh sports talents under Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Initiative during first 100 days of Modi government's third term. In Bangladesh, death toll mounts to 39 in violence amid anti-quota protests. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India to play against Pakistan in Sri Lanka this evening. Millions of people around the globe have been affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. It has impacted the IT network of multiple businesses, banking services and international airlines worldwide. In India, check-in systems for Indigo, Akasa and SpiceJet airlines are down nationwide. The airlines across the globe reported that their check-in systems are experiencing a global outage since morning. They are currently collaborating with Microsoft to resolve the issue. The Mumbai airport has been the hardest hit, while the impact at Delhi airport remains minimal, with most disruptions occurring in Terminal 2. The outage also caused the grounding and cancellation of flights across the United States. The ongoing widespread outage is reportedly related to US-based cybersecurity provider CrowdStrike. Its Falcon sensor is installed on many business computers to gather security data. CrowdStrike, in a statement on its website, said it is aware of reports of crashes on Windows hosts related to the Falcon sensor. Symptoms include hosts experiencing a bug check and blue screen error related to the Falcon sensor. The company said their engineering teams are actively working to resolve the issue. Many users in India as well have reported an outage in Microsoft services on Down Detector. The IT issues are also affecting other countries with outages reported from New Zealand and Japan. The Supreme Court today agreed to examine the contours of Article 361 of the Constitution, which grants blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. The top court's order came on a plea of former woman employee of West Bengal Raj Bhavan, who has alleged molestation by Governor C.V. Anand Bose and her wrongful confinement by officials there. The bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued a notice to the West Bengal government on the plea of the woman and granted her liberty to implead the Union of India in the petition filed under Article 32 of the Constitution. It also sought the assistance of Attorney General R. Venkataramani in dealing with the constitutional issue. In Uttar Pradesh, the death toll has mounted to 4 in the Gonda rail accident. One person succumbed to the injuries in a Lucknow hospital and another body was recovered from a coach of the train today. 2 other injured are in serious condition. As per information from the railways, 21 coaches of the Dibrugarh-bound train derailed yesterday afternoon, in which 30 persons suffered injuries. The restoration of the Lucknow-Guwahati main rail route is going on a war footing. Meanwhile, trains have been diverted to other routes. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key aide of Khalistani terrorist Lakhbir Singh Sandhu alias Landa in a major terror network case involving supply of deadly weapons. NIA arrested Baljeet Singh, hailing from Badwani district of Madhya Pradesh, yesterday. According to the NIA, Baljeet Singh was found to be a major weapons supplier to Landa's agents in Punjab. The weapons were used to carry out large-scale terror activities, including extortions from businessmen and others. NIA investigations revealed that Baljeet Singh had also provided weapons to Khalistani terrorist Satnam Singh Satta. NIA termed it a part of the larger conspiracy of various banned Khalistani terrorist organizations to destabilize the country by unleashing violent acts in Punjab and other places. The CBI today arrested one student of Ranchi Institute of Medical Sciences in connection with the NEET-UG entrance paper leak case. Surabhi Kumari, an MBBS student of 2023 batch of RIMS, was arrested after intensive interrogation. The CBI has seized her mobile, laptop and other electronic gadgets. Surbhi Kumari, native of Ramgarh district in Jharkhand, had allegedly solved papers of NET examination for the paper leak case culprits. The government will introduce six new bills, including the one to amend the Disaster Management Law, in the monsoon session of Parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The list of bills was published in the Parliament bulletin issued by the Lok Sabha Secretariat yesterday. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on July the 22nd and will continue till August the 11th. Till August the 12th. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on July 23rd. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inputs received for the upcoming edition of Mann Ki Baat program. The program is scheduled to be broadcast on the 28th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said he is getting numerous inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program. The Prime Minister said he is happy to see several youngsters in particular highlight collective efforts aimed at transforming society. Mr. Modi urged people to keep sharing inputs on MyGov, the Namo app, or record their message on 1-800-117-800. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today inaugurated the second phase of Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Kirti initiative in New Delhi. Kirti has been envisioned to develop an integrated talent identification architecture based on modern ICT tools and global best practices. It is aimed at streamlining the process of grassroots talent identification on a single platform. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandavia said Kirti project aims to find sports talent from cities, rural, tribal and Himalayan regions.
Sports mein rahi talent, usko identify karna, all type of vyavastha deke, uski skill ko develop karne ki opportunity ke saath, competition mein wo participant kare, aur swayam bhi aage bade, aur desh ka naam roshan kare. E laksh ko achieve karne ke liye, Kirti project ke antargat, टैलेंट आइडेंटिफिकेशन का कार्य चल रहा है, फेज टू है। प्रधानमंत्री जी ने पहले 100 दिन के कार्यक्रम में तय करा है कि हमें 1,00,000 स्पोर्ट्स में टैलेंट को आइडेंटिफाई करना है और उसको अपॉर्चुनिटी देना है।
The Kirti project aims to achieve 20,00,000 assessments in 2024-25 by onboarding all states. This is also in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to take sports to every child in the country through mass participation and ultimately achieve excellence through Khelo India's structured pyramidal programs. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has claimed that production can be increased without using chemical fertilizers in farming. While addressing the regional consultation program on science of natural farming in Lucknow, Mr. Chauhan added that the central government will start an all-India level awareness campaign for natural farming. Akashwani correspondent reports that Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan appealed to farmers to start natural farming. He added that for the initial 2 years, production will be less, hence the government will provide subsidy for the first 3 years of natural farming.
एक व्यापक जागरूकता का अभियान किसानों के बीच जो सच्चाई है जो तथ्य है वो सारे देश के किसानों के सामने रखने हम कम से कम 1 करोड़ किसानों तक जिनको प्राकृतिक खेती की विशेषता है और आज की समस्या है उससे अवगत कराएंगे हम कोशिश करेंगे उनमें से कन्विंस होकर कम से कम 18,00,000 किसान ऐसे निकले जो प्राकृतिक खेती करने का संकल्प
At least 7 pilgrims were killed and another 6 injured in an accident in Maharashtra's Jalna district yesterday evening. A speeding jeep carrying around 14 passengers lost control and plunged into an open well on the Jalna-Rajur highway. The passengers were returning from Pandharpur after completing the Ashadi Wari, the annual pilgrimage. 7 bodies were recovered from the accident site by the police and 6 others were rescued alive. The injured were rushed to the hospital for treatment. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased. He also announced that the government will bear the expenses of the treatment of those injured in the accident. In Bangladesh, the death toll has reached 39 in the anti-quota protests. According to media reports, violence escalated in the country over protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. As a result of the unrest, television news channels in Bangladesh are off the air, telecommunications has been disrupted, and many newspaper websites and social media accounts are inactive. Mobile internet has also been temporarily suspended in the country in the wake of the protests. Law Minister Anisul Haque has said the government is willing to hold talks with the protesters. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka has advised its nationals to avoid local travel and minimize movement outside their living premises. The External Affairs Ministry, in a social media post, requested Indian nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern at the ongoing violence in Bangladesh. The UN chief's spokesperson said Mr. Guterres is following the developments in the country very closely and urged authorities in Dhaka to work with its young population and find solutions to the ongoing challenges. A team of three senior officials and interpreter of Indian Embassy in Russia is on ground in Krasnoyarsk to assist the passengers of Air India flight to San Francisco, which made an emergency landing at Krasnoyarsk last night. The team is coordinating with the airport and security authorities and representatives of the Russian Foreign Ministry to provide all possible assistance to the passengers. In a social media post, the embassy said the team will stay on ground till Air India's replacement plane arrives and takes the passengers on their onward journey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Defence Major Lockheed Martin's commitment towards realising the vision of Make in India, Make for the World. CEO of Lockheed Martin, Jim Taiclet, met Mr. Modi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Lockheed Martin is a key partner in India-US aerospace and defence industrial cooperation. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said sports will be a key driver for India to be a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at an interactive session featuring India's Olympians and Paralympians in New Delhi, Dr. Mandavia said India has a diverse population with a very high potential. He added that the country can only boost their medals tally with proper support and opportunities, and the government is taking steps in this direction.
मैं इतना कह सकता हूं हमारे खिलाड़ियों की बहुत अच्छी तैयारी है खिलाड़ी मेंटली तौर पे फिट है फिजिकली तौर पे फिट है और जो भारतीय जो पैरालंपिक या ओलंपिक में जो दल जा रहा है मुझे उम्मीद है बहुत शानदार परफॉर्मेंस वो अच्छा खेलेंगे जब हम ओलंपिक पैरालंपिक में जाते तो हमारा सिर्फ मकसद यही रहता हमें अच्छे खेल परफॉर्मेंस अच्छी देनी है यदि हम परफॉर्मेंस अच्छी देंगे तो मेडल आएंगे सभी खिलाड़ियों को पेरिस पैरालंपिक और ओलंपिक में जा रहे हैं उनको मैं शुभकामनाएं देता हूं
Indian benchmark indices, which initially surged to fresh record highs today, gave up those gains soon in the face of a global sell-off. In the early deal, Sensex hit a record of high of 81,587 and Nifty 50 hit a new lifetime high of 24,854. At 2 p.m., the 30-share index Sensex was trading down over 450 points. In Women's Asia Cup Cricket T20 defending champions, India will kick off their campaign against arch rivals Pakistan on the tournament's opening day in Dambulla, Sri Lanka this evening. In tennis, Rafael Nadal will face Argentina's Mariano Navone in men's singles quarterfinal of Swedish Open this evening. Nadal stormed into the quarterfinals after registering an easy win over Britain's Cameron Norrie in straight games of 6-4, 6-4. The fourth seed, Mariano Navone, advanced to the round of eight after defeating India's Sumit Nagal. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Microsoft software outage disrupts multiple services, including airlines and banks, worldwide. Supreme Court agrees to examine Article 361 of Constitution, granting blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. Centre to identify 1 lakh sports talents under Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Initiative during first 100 days of Modi government's third term. In Bangladesh, death toll mounts to 39 in violence caused by anti-quota protests. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India to play against Pakistan in Sri Lanka this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.